This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and happy race day at 8:06 along the Gulf Coast. It's time to do it again, Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, podcast on the team's website, usfdracing.org. Hey, thank you to Mobile International Speedway. A huge night. The Miller Lite Super Late Models are back. Rick Crawford standing by to tell us all the excitement. Also, Sunny South Raceway, Joe McCardle has had a huge couple of weeks of racing, and it's going to continue tonight at Sunny South Raceway. We'll talk with him. Also, Casey Hollywood Hines filming that new movie with Tracy Lawrence out there at Deep South Speedway. We've got a good night of racing. We'll talk with him. And then one of the guys, we're going to change it up a little bit, one of the guys that goes to both at Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. He puts all the videos together for him. Ted Baber is going to be on. And we're going to talk a little bit about what he's been able to do in the past and what he can do for all the drivers down here. Maybe you're listening, you want to get a video of your favorite driver. He's got you covered from in-car cameras to all the stuff at the around the track. And also, we love to call him the King of the Bombers after his first victory since his championship-winning season in 2008 in the Bombers. Rusty Powell Sr. Got also the first win for Hurricane Motorsports. So we're excited about that, and he's going to be on the show. So lots to cover. Now, before we bring in Rick Crawford, I want to give you a quick update. Last night at Five Flag Speedway, huge crowd for the Coors Light 100. The Super Late Models were there. They had the fireworks, and no surprise, Bubba Pollard grabbed the lead from a hard-charging number 11 Logan Boyette on lap 87 in victory lane. Here's the interview that we talked with Bubba.
As soon as you got past some of those cars ahead of you, it took a while, but once you did, there was no one there that could catch you. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. You know, we just sitting there buying our time. You know, I thought we was going to get hung out the dry right there early in the race on the outside, but, you know, I feel like we had to put ourselves in position to get up toward the front right there. You know, we could have got shuffled all the way back to back 10th in there and tried to race our way back through, and I didn't want that, so I took the outside right there and made it work. And
it was beautiful.
And, you know, it's fun racing like that, but, you know, you got to thank all the guys. They raced me clean, and, you know, it's a great night.
It didn't seem like once Garvey got into oil, I guess, that was one of your main competition tonight, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's just sitting there riding. He was going pretty hard there pretty early, so I would have liked to race in there at the end, but, you know, it's a great night.
Great momentum ready for the Mobile, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, we can take it into tomorrow, and we need an extra dollar because we sure spent it the last couple weeks, so we could we can sure use another victory for sure.
And I tell you what, you know, he did such a great job. He's been all over the country up in Michigan and Wisconsin racing. And then second place, didn't catch him, but I tell you what, such an exciting family moment for a third place, number 11, the 22-year-old again, like I mentioned, Logan Boyette, had a great run, had to talk with him as well.
What I was hoping to catch you in victory lane, I did. Not first, not second, right behind David Rogers. But boy, I tell you what, Logan Boyette, one of the best races I've seen in a long time. Congratulations. Tell me about it, brother.
Man, it was a blast. I knew we were going to have a good car. Ronnie Sanders came down there with us this weekend, and yeah, I thank Dad for doing that for me and Ronnie for coming down here. And
what difference did that make? Because obviously it made a lot of difference.
It gave me a little bit more confidence. Not saying I don't have confidence right in my people, because I do. I do without a doubt. But he's a legend down here. I beat him once, and we brought that up again this weekend, and he just kind of pushed me over. But we had a blast, and I was proud to say I drove this car back up to the front. I drove it to the lead.
Well, let me ask you, what does this do for your momentum going into Mobile tomorrow?
I hope I sleep enough, for one. But it gives us a lot of up right here. I mean, this is all the kind of up we needed. Hey, Mama.
There you go. Mom is there, too. Logan, congratulations. I know you got lots to do. We'll see you car and tech again. Logan Boyette gets third, and we'll see you tomorrow, brother.
Thank you so much.
I tell you what, it's always such a great family time when Logan's there. And now bringing in Rick Crawford, so far it's been a great race weekend. And good morning, Rick. We don't expect anything different except the great racing to continue at your track.
Well, that's right. The bad boys are back in town, and they proved it last night. A lot of lead changes and a lot of wrecks going on. And what a car count. 29 cars started the race last night. I'm sure they'll all be back and ready to go. There's not a lot damaged. And the ones that were damaged, I went and checked on them. They got backup cars for tonight. But, you know, Pollard's really tough. If I was a race car driver and I had seen the success of Bubba Pollard in the South, I'd be following him every lap and holding on just a little bit in there at the end. We're going to get him. they act like they're shooting a BB gun at a grizzly bear. So they got him in their sights, but they can't do nothing with him. But, you know, tonight might be a different winner. But tonight we got something special for these super late model guys, and it's a big announcement. It'll probably be held tonight at our drivers' meeting, and I think they'll all be excited to hear about it.
Oh, very cool. You can't let it out. You can't let that cat out of the bag yet, can you? I'm fishing.
I'll tell you a little bit about it. We've got a sponsor for the round five of the Super Late Model event in September. So tonight's round four, only one more. So we're in September 22nd. We'll have 150 laps. And we'll extend the distance, 50 more laps, allow the guys two more tires.
Cool.
Be $10,000 to win.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Wow.
Absolutely. The race will be sponsored by Super Seal Construction Products out of Canada. It will also be in conjunction with Saskatoon Canada Racetrack. And they have an event on September 1st. Their winner will be coming to Mobile to participate in our September 22nd event. If the guy who wins in Canada comes to Mobile, finishes in the top three, he'll have an opportunity to drive a NASCAR Captain World Truck Series race at Martinsville.
Wow.
If approved by NASCAR.
No kidding.
If he doesn't finish in the top three, the winner of the Super Seal Construction Products 150 will have an opportunity to go to Martinsville to drive a NASCAR Camping World Truck if approved by NASCAR.
That is an amazing dream. Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. And thank you for sharing that, Rick. That is huge. That's going to draw people from all over the country. I mean, you're going to get national exposure on this. How did you put this together? How did you put this together? I know you've been doing a lot work with Super Seal with your truck team and your efforts there, and I know you're really continuing. It's great to see you partnering back, and wow, they have dug into the Rick Crawford ideology, I guess.
Well, I appreciate that, but, you know, Super Seal Construction Products is probably in the United States, probably far south as Nashville. Mm-hmm. They're coming into the southeast by leaps and bounds. And so what better place to start advertising than along the Gulf Coast and marketing? And Ted Hubert, the owner of Super Seal Construction Products, is very excited about auto racing. He's been with me the last 3 years, and we've done some exciting things here, like the fan giveaway, going to Las Vegas, seeing the race on race weekend in Las Vegas. I think that's a great idea. And he's coming to Mobile Speedway, and Super Seal Construction Products, Super Pro Coatings, is coming with him. So what an exciting way to put on a race. And he loves the super late models. They run the same basic kind of class car in Canada where he's at in Vancouver. And he's very excited about it. But not only that, not only the big announcement, we got a big night planned tonight. We got the super trucks involved with the super stocks.
Yep.
And we got some headliners coming in to run this truck race tonight, like Gerald Wilkerson, Chopper Stagner, our track record holder, Spencer Davis from Dawsonville is bringing his truck in here, one of the Ream boys.
How about it?
And so we're going to have some fun tonight, the fastest fun around, Bomber, Sportsman. But my congratulations to you, Kane. Hurricane Motorsports, first win, Rusty Powell Sr., great night of racing for him. It's very exciting to see y'all do that.
Well, and thank you. That meant the world. And, you know, we talked a little bit off the air before, and it was amazing to see how many different teams came to congratulate Rusty. And he has so much respect. So it's an honor to have him race for us. And he put so much time in those cars. And after 5 years, the team finally gets the first win. And I just want to say this real quick, and then we'll move on. I know you've got to go here in a minute as well. But it means the world to me. I might not make it as a driver. And I'm still trying, Lord knows it. But as a team owner, I have so much respect for that track because I know how many people have sat in O'Reilly Auto Parts victory lanes, the history of it, including you, Rick. And you look at this and all the NASCAR greats, it's just an honor. And I'm not BSing here. It feels so good to be able to pull your team in there, all the work that you do and stuff. And sometimes, to be honest, I hate to see some of the teams in there that just don't seem like they give a crap that they're there. And it's so special. It's true. You know, smile when you're in the friggin' pictures.
It sets in sometime after you leave. It's just like me pulling into victory lane at Daytona. A memory you'll never forget.
Yeah.
Always sets in. But here was the deal. You go in, you have a victory lane celebration with your team and everything, and it's like winning another race. And all of a sudden, it's like you want to go talk to Mr. France or Mark Helton at the time, and you walk in there and say, hey, can I come back next week and just have lunch here in victory lane and let all this absorb?
Nope, it doesn't happen that way.
But pulling in the victory lane at Mobile Speedway, I mean, a traditional, historic racetrack, next year, 50 years old, 50th anniversary of Mobile Speedway, you're right. Think of it. think of who all has been in Victory Lane at Mobile National Speedway, from the Allisons to the Farmers to the Friars to the Wilkersons to the Gales. I mean, the Tapias. I mean, we can name names, and you can drop these names all over the nation or all over the world, and people go, man, they were a great race car driver.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's an honor to have us here. Like I said, at least as a team, we did it, so we appreciate it. We'll be back again for sure tonight. But what time does the fun start today?
Fun starts today at 3:30. Grandstands will be open, but they really open at 5. But we're going to allow people to come in and watch practice for the super late models at 3:30. The grandstands open at 5. Qualifying starts at 6:30. Races promptly at 8. And what a fun-filled event we're going to have tonight at Mobile National Speedway. The fastest fun around in Irvington. Come on down and see us.
All right, there's Rick Crawford, and we will see you a little bit later at the track, my friend. Appreciate you getting up with us this morning.
Hey, appreciate it. We're full throttle game, buddy. Thanks.
All right, absolutely. Rick Crawford's going to get you set up right tonight at Mobile International Speedway. Now, if you like the short track, you like something like Bristol, we can handle that too. Sunny South Raceway. We're going to talk with Joe McCardle. Got a lot of big racing going on over there. Even folks at Five Flag Speedway were talking about it last night. Rusty Powell Sr., he's on the way. Ted Baber Video Productions and Casey Hollywood Hines from Deep South Speedway running down all the racing this weekend on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. How about that $10,000 to win with Mobile International Speedway? That is something huge. And more racing continue. We've got, this is a great show. I'm excited. Ted Baber Video Productions. He's a guy that has all the in-car cams. You've seen his stuff, even on Speed Channel when they come down with the Snowball Derby. And he puts his cameras in Mobile and also Five Flags. He's looking to expand. But any of the drivers or even the fans that want any of the videos, you can talk with Ted there. Rusty Powell Sr., one of our drivers, got his first win since 2008. And we're excited to have him on, talk a little bit about that. And also Deep South Speedway still coming on the up. So lots to continue, but now one of my favorite tracks where I cut my teeth starting racing, and some people say I'm still doing that, Sunny South Raceway with Joe McCardle. Joe, good morning. Hey, welcome to the show, and boy, you guys got a busy couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Kane, and thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, it's always an honor to have you on, and we appreciate it. I have such a special place in my heart for your track because I had that number 5 Honda Stinger, and I learned so much and how to. I thought I knew how to race when I got there, and it's a different thing when you strap in for the first time on a real racetrack out of a go-kart, let me tell you.
Yes, sir, it is. It is. And we remember when you were there, Kane. We remember.
Well, and I'm sorry about all the damage. No, I'm just kidding. So tell us, you had a great race weekend last weekend. Tell us a little bit about it and what we expect to see tonight.
Well, we run all the divisions last Saturday night with the exception of the Mighty Mites. And we had, in the Bandolero class, we had a first-time winner, Andrew Nolan, number 13 out of Pensacola.
Great.
His brother David drives the Pro Challenge number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And finishes second in Bando was Jacob Stokes in the 37. In Legends, we had Joey Padgett out of Florida taking the feature win with Conley Dubuisson out of New Orleans running second in the 32. And then in the Stingers, we had the number 11, Lance Wood, come back. He won a couple races the first of the year, but it took him this long to get back in the winning form. He come back in there with DJ Mason in number 6, not to be confused with Oki Mason. This is DJ Mason.
That's it.
He finished second.
Hey, did Lance have a Saturn?
No, sir. Ooh. Believe it or not, Lance has the only
non-Saturn.
He has the only non-Saturn car down there that wins, and on top of that,
awesome.
He has the only car that's one color.
Really? What kind of car is it? Do you even know?
Excuse me?
What kind of car is it?
It's a. I wish you hadn't asked that.
It's a Stinger.
It's a Stinger, front-wheel drive.
That's a safe bet. That's
and
good.
And it red.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, congratulations, Lance. That's exciting.
Yeah, that's all right, man.
Well, you know, you've got the 2012 Bandolero Nationals. So exciting. August 31st through the 1st. And we've been talking every week you're on. You're getting new names and people from all over the country. What do you expect to see? Any other folks coming in ready to try to test their track before you get it kicked off this fall?
Yes, sir. We had, two of the big teams, I call them big teams, the out-of-town, two of the big teams that was here for the Memorial Day Classic had told me they would be back for at least a weekend of testing. Come on down, let's do this. But it's rolling right along. We're looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. And like I said before, this has been the best Bandolero class I've seen in a long time. Those young people that come down here in Memorial Day classes even had a different line going into number one.
Oh, wow.
And they were impressive.
Well, this is the beginning. This is, like I said, for people who don't know, who might be checking out the show for the first time, the Bandoleros, can you explain what those are? Because it's like really the next step up from a champ card.
All right. Basically, what they have done is taken a go-kart and extended the wheelbase. It's a go-kart front end on the front with adjustable spindles, no suspension. All right. Then we go to the rear with coilovers, inch and a quarter, chain driven. But then we take a twin-cylinder Vanguard Briggs & Stratton engine and INAC stuff, plays with it a little bit, and gets 30 horses out of it.
Wow.
And they sit that dude right in the middle, and then it's totally enclosed with a full roll cage. 5-point harness, full fiberglass body.
Yeah.
So, it's, and over the years, we've seen some wrecks. We've seen some fiberglass fly up in the air. Moose Prater come down and hit the wall, tried to move it.
I think that was probably one of the worst accidents that I saw. He was out of racing for a couple of years because of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that was one of the things where there's a roll bar right across the top.
Yeah.
And if you don't lay that driver back far enough, there's 1 to 2 inch clearance with the helmet in the roll bar.
And that thing starts bouncing around.
Right. And we've learned from that. Yeah. So now we lay them down in different seats and all that good stuff. You learn by the things you see on the track.
That's true. That's true. Well, I'm excited because you guys have also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Mighty Mites are still taking off pretty big, aren't they?
Yes,
I say
sir.
Big and they're small.
Yeah, they're big and they're small and they're quiet. You have to be careful walking off the track on the cool down lap because they will sneak up on you.
Zoom right over. And those kids are learning. They might not know the brakes. You might get run over.
We have got those coming tonight. Tonight we're going to do the fan appreciation night on the front straightaway. We're going to sign the autographs and let everybody out of the bleachers come in and do their thing and put on a good show. And I'd like to point out one thing. In the Bandoleros this year, we have a gear rule of 1468. And so far, that has produced 4 different winners here.
Really?
Right. And, nobody is running away hiding. They're all within a car length of each other. And to me, promotes and teaches better racing. That's worked out pretty good.
I think that's true because it's not how much money you spend. It's the talent, at least, and that's what they really need to learn at that young age. Because how old are the drivers in this class?
Bandolero, you had the Bandits from 8 to 12 the Outlaws from 12 to 16.
That's amazing. And then, and obviously, you move up through the course, different classes. You've got the Pro Challenge cars and trucks, and those are some of my favorites, too. How have they been this year?
The car count is fluctuating up and down on the Pro Challenge. We have so many people that live there. We had the Pell City, Pearl City, Louisiana, Pell City. We have 3 of them down in Pascagoula, Mississippi, 1 over in Pensacola, and there's 4 of them here in Mobile.
That's a good amount.
We're presently down ourselves. We lost our engine Memorial Day weekend. You know how that goes.
Yes, I do. But,
it's fun. It's fun. Yeah. All I can say at this point is fun. We have a race the 7th of July, the second race in the Triple Crown Series in Valdosta, Georgia.
Oh.
And I also, we made a deal and got 4 races. I say we. The Georgia bunch finally got to run at Atlanta on the flat track with the Pro Challenge.
Oh, wow. I bet you that must have been something special.
Oh, man, they're going back again this Thursday.
Wow.
And then we're going to try to make the race the 5th of July. I say we're going in support with the Elmores.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be awesome. Well, you guys travel. That's such a neat class, too. But when does all the festivities begin? Because I know practice is today before the racing starts. That's kind of how you do it.
Yeah, Sunnyside does a unique thing. We open the gates at 4 o'clock and give the racers the track from 4:30 to 6:30, no additional price. Racer starts at 8.
That's perfect. Well, we look forward to it. You can check them out on Facebook, also at sunnysouthraceway.org. And as always, I appreciate you coming on board, and we can't wait to hear how exciting it's going to be. And again, you're racing next weekend, too. So
yes, sir, we're racing next weekend. And there's a 500 to win Stinger Purse.
Ooh, when is
next
that tonight?
Week.
Oh, next week. Okay.
Next week, 5 big ones to win.
Man, well, we'll definitely spread that all over. And again, good luck tonight, and we appreciate you as always, Joe. Thank you so much for being part of the show.
All right, Kane, and thank you for what you do, man.
Oh, absolutely. Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway, one of the hardest-working track people, as you're going to meet for sure. Now, we shift gears, talk to the drivers and the photographers. Ted Baber is one of the guys with his video production team that goes to these tracks and gets all the amazing shots that you can see. And we're going to tell you how you can order racing videos from him. And also, Rusty Powell Sr., yeah, my driver, our driver. Can't wait to talk to him, see what's going on. Hey, I hope he's working at the shop. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Deep South Speedway, Casey Hollywood Hines. I'm going to talk with him in a couple minutes, see how that filming of the movie L.A. Dirt has been going on. I saw some great video of some country roads in Alabama that they were shooting, had race cars on dirt roads. I was like, man, why can't I be a part of that? That's so cool. Now, still coming up, racing tonight at Mobile International Speedway. We've got Ted Baber Video Productions. He was had his crew over in Pensacola last night, caught some exciting video action. And I'm sure he's going to do it again tonight at Mobile International Speedway. And it's a great honor to have this next driver on. Drives for Hurricane Motorsports, which my wife and Daniel Gooden over there at Cooper Tire Zones. And thrilled to say, hey, great win last weekend, Rusty Powell Sr. Hey, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, man. First of all, congratulations. You've heard it all week. And now, since we've won, we're technically in the Cheaters Club. That's what everyone tells us. Is that right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, we actually have more haters now.
Yeah, and that's funny. I embrace them and love them all, and they all know who they are. So, but let's continue and talk about what we want to talk about. The race last weekend and everything you've had to do, because your first win since 2008, and that was your you won a championship in the Bombers back then. And actually, how many? 8 races? Was that right?
8 races, yeah.
Who was helping you on the car back then? Was that Leland still?
Yeah, it was me and Leland and Rusty Jr.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, talk about what you've had to do to get your car to where it's at and what you've had to do last weekend, man.
Well, we put hours and hours of work at the shop working on these cars. It's been a long time coming, and it's about time to pay it out.
That's true. Well, you know, and the thing is with the competition level, the Bombers used to be, okay, guys, you go get a car from the junkyard, go ahead and take the chairs out, put a seat in, roll cage, and race. And now they've become so much more. You know, these are still the entry-level classes at a lot of the races. But I can tell you, I know the first Bomber I bought was like $800 or $900 race-ready. There's no way you can go out there and seriously be that competitive and without spending a little bit more money, wouldn't you say?
Oh, exactly. You'd have to spend at least 5 times that much to be able to run with any of it.
Why do you still race, Rusty?
It's one of the few things I can still do and do halfway well.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I don't want to harp on it, but it's my illness. Stuff that, you know, I can afford to run Bomber, but with y'all, we've already talked about it.
Yeah,
if everything goes well, we make a change. But that's the only thing I've ever been able to really do well.
Well, I can definitely say you do it well. What is it when you're strapping into the car and you're out there and you've got 17, 18 other cars? And I can tell you this, I've noticed this year, especially in the Bombers class, and even with me racing for the first time back in the field, which it was just awesome to be out the track with you and everybody else out there, it seems like the level of competition's good, but there seemed to be – I watched the Bombers last night at Five Flag Speedway, and every track says this against the other drivers. But, boy, I tell you what, they will run the hell out of you and bump you out of the way. And I think there's a little bit more respect this year in the Bombers class. Am I wrong? You've been racing it all year. You tell me.
Well, yeah, I'm a firm believer. You get what you give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the way I try to drive my car. You know, I mean, I want people to race the same way I race them. And so far, it's pretty much worked out. I mean, you know, I could pretty much drive my car without having to watch the mirror too much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a few people that still learning, but, you know, overall, I race with a great bunch of guys, and it's an honor to be racing with you again.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I mean, that's all there is to it. I want people to drive me the same way I drive them.
And that's what's really happened. So tonight, what do you expect? I think we have a huge night of racing. I even think some of those Pensacola boys might come over and play a little bit. So when you go and when you start your race morning, how's Rusty Powell Sr. start?
Well, and I'm not on the radio with you.
That's it.
But, no, our plans are, as soon as I get off the radio here, we're heading to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's buttoning up a few things. We'll be ready to go. I mean, we're going to treat it like every other weekend, go out there, try to win, take what God gives us.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Well, who would you say has been an inspiration for you as many years? Because you've been driving for 20 years. How did you get started starting to race? I mean, what caught your eye to racing, Rusty?
Well, this is going to show my age. But, I remember when Junior Nedek came on the scene, and I thought he had the coolest car out there. Man, he had a bunch of holes drilled in the back of it. That just got my juices flowing, I guess. And, I mean, I really didn't get into racing until 1995, though. Me and Leland was at a dirt track race one time, and watching the Stingers go around, which they were called pony cars back then.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, I said, well, that looks like it'll be pretty fun and pretty cheap.
Wrong answer.
2 weeks later, we was racing.
And you learned real quick. Well, it's not real cheap, but
no.
Well, that's awesome. Russell, Rusty, we all call you that. You know, you have so many fans. I was talking to Rick Crawford this morning off the air and on the air a little bit about how amazed I was when you pulled into Victory Lane. Obviously, we swarmed you because we love you, and you're our driver. But, boy, you had other team owners. You had other drivers. You had other drivers and other team owners from other divisions. There's a respect there. And what would you say to those folks that thanked you and said congratulations?
I want to thank them for being a friend.
Yeah.
A true friend. And if they ever make the winner's circle, I'll be right there with them too.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Rick Crawford for doing a fantastic job with the track.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a heck of a promoter. And I look for great things to come. And we've had a great season this year. And I want to keep it up.
All right. Well, Rusty, I appreciate you coming on board. And I know you got to get to the shop. And I bet you beat me there. But it's been
awesome.
Yeah,
you need to hurry up.
I know. Well, I've got this stupid day job thing I'm taking care of. I don't know. Yeah, no one listens anyway. So one more thing. Is there? I ask a lot of the drivers. You know, we do have a lot of young kids that listen to the show. A lot of young drivers. So
right.
I want to know, what piece of advice would you give a young driver, Russell? Someone that's just starting in karts, or maybe their parents are listening to this, say, you know, those Mighty Mites at Sunny South sound great. It's not that expensive. They got an engine rule. It's safe. What would you tell them?
Go find the guy that's winning and sit down and talk with him, listen to every word he says, and just keep your nose clean, and it'll all work out.
Yeah.
And you may not win every race, but that's all right.
That's right. As long as you're having fun, right?
That's right. It's all about fun, man. When it starts becoming a job, it's time to quit.
That's right. And it ain't a job yet, baby.
That's right.
Now, Rusty, we appreciate you. We'll see you at the track tonight, Mobile International Speedway. The fans will be able to get some pictures autographed from you a little bit later as well. So, again, thank you so much. Good luck tonight, and we'll see you in a little bit, my friend.
All right, buddy.
All right, there you go, Rusty Powell Sr. And again, he is an incredible talent and a great driver, and we love having him there at Hurricane Motorsports. And one of the guys that captures all his moves and all the moves is Ted Baber with Ted Baber Video Productions. I believe I'm saying the name of the video production right. Ted, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good morning. And I tell you what, I've been talking about you all morning long. You do such a great job with all the things that you do. You've got a camera crew that takes you to Mobile and to Five Flags. You capture all the on-track incidents, but also your in-car cameras are incredible, and you've got some great shots. So tell us what you're doing. And if I'm a fan and I want to pick up videos, what do we got to do?
All you have to do is, I did this on the PA system the other night. Mm-hmm. I think half the world knows this phone number. It's my home number. Hey, everybody calls, and it's fine with me. The home number is 850-458-2501. I would prefer to kind of push the texting, since everybody does seem to do that now.
Oh, yeah.
They can do that on my cell phone at 850, again, 287-3150, or even better, that's email me something. That way I have a hard copy, and I can't say, well, I didn't get the message.
Right, right.
Occasionally that happens. I don't get into, oh, yeah, by the way, you got an order. Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask you, what's the email address?
Email is, it's all lowercase letters, ted_baber@yahoo.com.
Simple enough. And obviously you're on Facebook, too. And you've got a YouTube page, too. You, let me tell you, this year has been pretty good. You've captured some special events. What were you thinking when you had the video going with, you know, I hate to bring it up, but we will, DJ Vanderlei and Grant Enfinger, that situation, probably one of the oddest things you've caught on camera?
It was pretty weird. We did not get the actual incident in turn between one and two,
yeah.
But we did get the, the lead up to it. And
that's a good way to put it.
The things that triggered the actual event, and it just, I have to wonder what was going on. I mean, I know that there's anger and angst, yeah. And, you know, they put a lot of money, a lot of time, like right. You're talking to Rusty about, these guys put blood, sweat, and tears into these cars. Mm-hmm. But to do something like that and take a chance on actually hurting somebody,
yeah.
I'm not sure where the mind was at that point.
Right. Well, how did you get started? Because I know you've been a race fan for a long time, because we talk racing at tracks all the time. What got you caught up into the video side of it? And again, you've been doing this for a long time.
Well, it's been a while, and I do it because, well, first off, I can afford to do this.
Yeah, you don't have a car. Yeah, you make money on yours. We don't.
Well, I call it a for-profit business. I say I do it for fun and profit, more for fun than profit.
I understand that.
But actually, I kind of follow the same track a lot of the drivers do. I went to the local go-kart track over here and just asked if they had anybody shooting, and they said no. And I kind of took a page from the McDonald's theory, and I said, well, if you sell it to the kids, then the parents will buy.
Oh, and sure enough, and that's worked out for you, didn't it?
And it worked out well there, and I just, by happenstance, in the middle of the season, I went to Five Flags and asked them if they had anybody shooting over there, and they said no. And I think after I picked my jaw up off the floor,
yeah.
I said, well, hey, let me show you what I can do. And I went over there, and they said, sure, come on over. We'll see what we can do. And
well, last night,
history.
Well, and last night, they used your video to an outcome of one of the races. Explain what they had to do.
Well, what they were doing, and they had to check the scoring, had to back up the scoring just a little bit, because mm-hmm. they weren't sure who finished third or between third and fourth
yeah.
in the bomber race. And they had to go back and review it to be sure who finished where. And it, I think it was between the number 10
and the 23.
Right, and they wanted to be sure that they got the points right, because that's very vital for when you're in a tight championship race. You know, you've got to have every point you can get, and
yeah.
whatever we can do to support, that's what we do.
Well, and that's it, and that's why you're so great, and we appreciate everything you do for the Hurricane Motorsports team, because we get videos from you a lot, and we want to just make sure that we promote you for the great work that you do. So if you're a fan in the stands at Five Flags or in Mobile or even listening worldwide and say, what is this all about? What are you guys talking about? Because we got those folks at the motorcycle shop in England, and I get emails from these guys. Love you all over there. I want people to see the exciting racing on the Gulf Coast. Now, there's racing all over the world, but there's a different kind of breed down here, I think. And that's one way they can do it, with your in-car cameras, and right. also with just the whole – because you shoot the whole track, and you've got multiple cameras.
Right. We use at least two on every race, if at all possible, plus the in-car stuff. We got – I guess it was the most unfortunate incident with T-Rex the other night.
Oh,
with,
but it was great video. You know, my daddy always said, if you can't win, be spectacular, and T-Rex has got that down.
He was Mr. Excitement the other night.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We've got that video up to check it out. Well, again, one more time. I've got your cell phone number again. The best way to do it is text you at 850-287-3150, or
right.
it's ted_baber@yahoo.com. That is perfect. Well, Ted, I know you've got to get coming on in this way, and we've got to move over to Deep South Speedway. So thank you so much, and let's go sell some of those videos, brother.
That'll work.
All right, thank you. That's Ted Baber. Again, look him up on Facebook, too, Ted Baber Video Productions, and you can see all the work he does. He's on YouTube as well. So we're not done yet. Hollywood's coming up next. Casey Hines with Deep South Speedway got a big night of racing, going to do it in the dirt, and he's going to tell us all about it next right here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And thank you to all the sponsors, including Mobile International Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Deep South Speedway. And I also want to remind you, you can catch the show later today on the website, usfdracing.org. We've teamed up Hurricane Motorsports with them. It's been a great marriage because we race for volunteer firemen and EMTs, and we go to these racetracks, and we get these racetracks to let them in for half price or discounts. And I know Deep South Speedway does that, too. And Hollywood's with us. I can't believe it. You put down the mocha, put down the coffee. Okay, I know you're right in the middle shooting all these scenes. Can you take a few minutes to talk to the small people? Good morning, Casey Hines.
Good morning. Let me get one of my agent first.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Have my people call you people, and we might put... Hey, man, good morning. Deep South Speedway has been in the news, been on local news all over the place, and now you're going to Hollywood. And, you know, obviously, you're a racetrack, and you're racing tonight. You've got all five weekly divisions going, but let's get back to the – we'll talk to that about that in a minute. I saw a video, and I've got to say it had to be on Ricky Haugen's Facebook. I think that it showed some of the video footage behind the scenes. You guys got a dirt road somewhere in some farm fields in Alabama, and next thing you see this car come ripping down, raising hell, and taking turns around a corner, and it looks like obviously it's part of the movie, but you could tell the guys you're filming a movie are loving, like, God, that was awesome, did you see that? And I know whoever it was loving it. Are you having fun out there, man?
Oh yeah, it's fun. And then yeah, when they did that scene there, and there was actually one of the Ricky was driving it, but there was actually one of the actors squeezed down, you know, these cars ain't got a passenger seat, right. But they had to do a scene with the mechanic from the that works on the race car in the passenger seat. So he had to squeeze down and get in between the roll bar.
Dude, he was hauling. I'm not lying. I can't wait to see that in the movie because that guy, hey, that ain't fake.
No. And they got I seen a little bit of that. They got some, that was priceless. Yeah. That scene there, that wasn't no act, and he was not scared for his life.
I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you've had a lot of fun with this, but, you know, it's all about the racing, too. And you've actually done a lot of filming, and a lot of extras have been coming out, too. So you're getting people on off-race nights. What has the filming been like, and again, what are we going to see tonight at the track?
Tonight we're going to see some more good racing. Mm-hmm. We've been in the guys, everybody's been coming out. I mean, they've just been putting on really good shows. Yeah. Clean shows. I mean, it's just the fans are just loving it.
It's amazing, too, when you talk about the fans, when some tracks might struggle with having fans, you guys have been having some great counts in the stands this year. What are the fans saying about the racing in the facility?
Oh, loving the facility, just the whole show, the entertainment, mm-hmm. the stuff that goes on for intermission all through the night, yeah. The announcers, you know, yeah. Cutting up and being down there, getting kids doing the chicken dance, mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. getting them involved in it. And, you know, everybody's just having a good time out there. And then, you know, it's the same thing as I let them know every Saturday. I'm, you know, it's their track. It's the mm-hmm. fans and the racers' track is the way I look at it. You know, if there's something we need to do there, let us know. We can try to get that done as long as it's in reason.
Yeah, yeah, and you've been really good about that. You know, people have issues or whatever, and you get them fixed, whether it be technical issues with speakers or something on the racetrack. But with the open-wheel modified, you guys you've had some great car counts. I mean, I'm looking at the Bombers, 18, 19, 20. You've had street stocks. The Stingers have been pretty good this year, too, and the vintage cars. So out of all of those, you can't pick a favorite class. I love the open-wheel modifieds because we're building one, but I've always loved the way they race. What do you expect to see in that class and beyond tonight?
Oh, it's especially after last week. You know, that was one of the best races I've seen this year. Just mm-hmm. just the style of driving and some of the crazy moves some of them guys did. One thing I do got of last week, you know, we had a pretty good crash out there in the Bomber division.
I heard about this. What happened? This guy rolled.
Gary Watson and just everybody racing hard. Gary Watson and John Boyd. You know, I think Gary got just a little crossways and ended mm-hmm. up kind of coming up the track, and John was there, mm-hmm. and Gary had flipped that barrel, rolled that end over end every way possible. Mm-hmm. That I've never seen a Bomber go that high in the air, much Jeez. Less that far down the track, flipping. And he jumped right out. Was fine. From it kind of caught John Boyd a little bit in the side there, and you know, he wasn't as lucky, but he's all right. He had a little fractured, and his collarbone is all fortunate. And then just ego and beat up and bruised is all John Boyd seems to have right now. And he plans on being back out tonight.
You know, but it does go to show you, even in the bomber class, whether you're on dirt, asphalt, or anything, if you're strapping into a race car, you have to have the little fear in the back of your head, or at least the knowledge knowing that, you know what, this could be the last time that I climb out of this car, even in a local division, because I had a horrific wreck, and that was a horrific wreck. But you have to be able to, if you're going to get in that car, be able to do that. What have you had to do as a driver to get past that in your past, because you flipped sprint cars?
It's just safety. You can't, in every track I know of, drivers, I mean, I hope everybody's, you know, safety is the main thing. It's all... Nobody's getting rich racing. It's all fun. We love it, you know. And I don't like to see, and nobody likes to see anybody really get hurt, you know. And it just goes back to the same thing I tell everybody, just the racers, and to just buy and have good equipment for safety. That is something that
you spend the money on.
I agree. Spend the money on. Don't go cheap on it. Yep. You know. Yeah, it does cost extra, and some of that stuff is expensive, but you know, it's there's no dollar. I look at it, there's no dollar amount put on what my safety's worth. I mean, I buy what's out there, the best that I can buy.
And I'm the same way with our team. Well, tonight's going to be a great night again. All five weekly divisions, open wheel modifieds, the bombers, street stock, stingers, and vintage cars. Late models have got it off tonight. Not hard to find. I-10 logs the exit, 4 miles on the north. What else can you tell us, brother?
Tonight we're actually we've got Contingency Connection, one of our sponsors, has thrown in another $3,000 for tonight.
Wow!
Worth of product certificates for the racers. It's not going to go. I'm going to spread that out through all the racers.
Great.
So it's not one person going to get it. I'm going to try to see if I can get enough out there to give everybody a piece of it.
That is awesome.
Come out, and they'll be out doing some more of the filming. They do need extras tonight. You can go to our Facebook page, Deep South Speedway, or you can also go to LA Dirt Movie Facebook page, and you can keep up with it. They're going to, during the week, they're going to be needing more extras too, also. So just pay attention, keep up with it, and it's a bunch of fun.
All right, Casey, we got to run. The music says the show's over. God bless you, and good luck this weekend. And I know, one more time, July 7th, we got about 10 seconds. What's coming back?
Cajun Sprint Car.
That's what I'm
Boys
talking about.
Back in town.
Awesome. Have a good race weekend this weekend.
You too.
All right. That's Casey Hines from Deep South Speedway filming tonight. God bless you. Hurricane Motorsports heading back over to Mobile International Speedway. We're going to do what we do and have some fun. We'll see you next weekend. Have a great Sunday. See you at church tomorrow.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And they may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.